بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فاليوم ننساكم، سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. If I begin, if any of you, when I was trimming my mustache, I cut myself. If you see red develop, just let me know. That way I'll have someone else lead the prayer. Just not comfortable if there's any blood flowing. Last week when Hafiz Hussein, may Allah accept his memorization, his family as well, when he finished his last recitation, I was very stuck on the words that he recited. They were very impactful, perhaps from his own sincerity, and obviously the power of the Qur'an. And so when I was leaving, then one of the community members, he pulled me aside and said, what are you giving for khutbah next week? I said, I'm not sure yet. And he said, well, what about what the Hafiz just recited? And I said, you know what, those actually left a strong impact on my heart, and I was thinking about those verses. So when he brought it up, then I thought, well, two of us are thinking the same thing. Why not just speak about this a little? In this world, everyone loves to be remembered. If you see a person who's not invited to a party or not invited to a gathering, it's very insulting. They think to themselves, how are we not remembered? How was I not remembered? And then they begin to enumerate, you know, so-and-so, I knew, for example, Saad. I knew Saad from birth. And I was there the week he was born. I visited his home. I came, I gave him a gift. I was friends with his father. Then they'll think, oh, you know, on such and such day, I helped, I gave him a ride, etc. And they'll begin to enumerate the blessings that they had bestowed upon the individual. How could he not invite me? You know, I was there when he had his accident, when he was sick in the hospital, I was visiting him. Then they begin to think all the things they did. Why? Because it hurts. It's painful when you're not remembered, especially for a big, big event. And then a person's natural reaction is to think of what ihsanat they did for that individual, what they did for that individual in their life or in their lives. And so this is the natural state of a human being. I remember when I got married, my family is very large. With our cousins, I had the smallest marriage. My nikah was done in a masjid similar to this in size. And I had the smallest marriage between my siblings. And I had 600 people who came. Because we have so many cousins. My father has 7 or 8 siblings. Then from his first cousins, there's well over 20, 30 cousins because there's just so many siblings that his parents had, etc. And then from my mom's side, you know, there's the siblings there. Then my mom's father had a second wife as well, and the siblings from that wife. And so I have a very large family. I remember I didn't invite many friends. I think I invited 20 friends maximum, one table. And till this day, people say, well, you didn't invite me to your wedding. I was like, I'm sorry, it's not like I've forgotten you, but they're very hurt by the fact that I could have potentially forgotten them for such a big incident, for such a big event, excuse me. And then they begin to, you know, how could you forget? You know, we're so close in high school, we're locker partners. And some people bring up the most ridiculous things. How can you forget? Don't you remember that one day? And I'm thinking, actually, I don't remember what you're talking about at all, but sure, why not? They're so hurt and so insulted for the small things that we do for each other. Now let's look around the room and think who we are close to. What have we really done for one another? We give salams to each other. Maybe someone will let so-and-so borrow some money, or maybe someone will do some ihsan by letting you stay at their place for a period of time. But in the end, I mean, there's very few people who can say, aside from their parents and maybe their teachers and some close friends, that the world has done a lot for them. Most people do small amounts of things for each other, but in our minds, we make them to be very, very big. Someone will get married, we'll give a gift, And we'll think to ourselves how big that gift was. The reality is that on that day, the husband is not thinking about the gift he's getting from you. That's the last thing the husband's thinking about. But for that moment of time, we get fixated on what we've done. And then when we're forgotten, we become very upset. We become very upset. In the verses of Quran the Hafiz recited last week, he said that, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ, who are these individuals? وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, for those individuals who disbelieve. And then the verse continues, أَفَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. These individuals, the verses and the signs were shown to them, but they became people of arrogance, and they became people who sinned against Allah Ta'ala. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌ, and when it was said to them that the promise of Allah Ta'ala is true, وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, that in the hour that's going to be established, the Day of Judgment, there's no doubt in them, قُلْتُمْ, they, you would say, مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةُ, I have no idea what this, or we have no idea what this hour refers to, this Day of Judgment. إِن تَظُنَّ إِلَّا ظَنَّ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ, we're not people who have any yaqeen of this, this is just conjecture that you're thinking of. Then on that day, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا, then it will be shown the mistakes and errors they made, the sins they committed. On that day, it will become very clear to them the wrongs they did. And those things that مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, they used to mock about. Then it will be said, وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ, it will be said, وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ, today, نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Now who is speaking? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this message. قِيلَ لَهُمْ, it'll be said to them. And then who's this message coming from? It's coming on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَنْسَاكُمْ, that, oh my servant, you forgot me in the dunya. You were pained when people forgot the small amount of good you did to them. I gave you a body. I gave you life. I gave you parents. I gave you relatives. I gave you skin that would be a cover from the various influences and bacteria that could come and affect you. I gave you a nose and a mouth by which you were able to breathe and smell and taste. I gave you a tongue by which you could both taste and speak. I gave you eyes by which you were able to enjoy the beauties of this dunya and see the various blessings I bestowed upon you. I gave you a heart that would function, pump blood through your body. Just 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I went to Clintonville, Wisconsin, and I had to give a presentation in Islam. It's up north near Green Bay and Appleton. When I went there, it was a school that was, there was no Muslims in that school. There was a transfer student. Aside from that, there was no Muslims. One of the individuals wanted to ask a question. He couldn't iterate the question. He couldn't say the question. So I gave him some time. I went to someone else's question. I came back to him. Then he asked the question. I responded. When everyone left, he came up to me. He had difficulty walking to me. He had difficulty thinking. There were some developmental issues there. He began to tell me his story. That from the time of birth, he had a heart defect and recently had a heart transplant. Alhamdulillah. But the reality is so many of us, our hearts have beat so many times over the past 14 minutes that we sat here. I would be surprised, and I'm not saying anything about you, I'm talking about myself. I would be surprised if at the end of the day, I could just say Alhamdulillah to Allah Ta'ala because I remember that He gave me a heart that functions with such precision that it pumps the amount of blood necessary and it carries the strength to keep going and I don't have to think about it at all. You know, we think Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave us the faculty of breathing and the lungs. If He wished, we would have to inhale and exhale upon command of our own intellect and intelligence. But Allah Ta'ala makes the system run. That He causes the night and day to alternate such that we have bright light and we have the night by which we can take rest because things are dark. You know, there was an individual who I was speaking to, one of the ulama, he mentioned he met someone who after a period of time, the elasticity of the eyelid began to wear away. His eyelids would no longer function. He had to keep his eyes open like this with his hands. When I was traveling in Zambia, I met one of the ulama who's telling me this. So we have to think that when we become upset or we become offended or we feel slighted because someone forgot us, Maybe for an invitation for a dinner party or for a wedding, despite whatever good we did for them, think of the various blessings, the innumerable blessings. إِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. But we cannot even count the various blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, that these innumerable blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, when we forget to pray, or we choose not to submit, or we choose to do something that is not pleasurable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at that moment we have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is only a small forgetfulness, because then we usually do tawbah. Some people, they just completely forget Allah ta'ala. And they had the opportunity to remember Him. As people are walking, if you can sort of slowly move into fill the gaps, because we have a larger number of people coming today due to the spring break. That what happens, that one day Allah Ta'ala gathered all of us and He asked, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. We were all asked this major question, am I not your Lord? We all, bala. We said, of course. Shahidna, we testified to this truth. Now when this happened, this reality was done so أَنْتَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that on the day of judgment a person would not say, إِنَّا كُنَّا غَافِلِينَ, that we were people of ghafla. We forgot. Our job, our entire purpose of this life is to remember Allah Ta'ala. That's the entire purpose of this life. To remember that one ahad we made to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that covenant we made, that we will remember Him and will submit to Him. So those people who veer away from that covenant, what is the conversation? Al-yawma, today, nansakum. We will forget you. Meaning Allah does not forget. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can decide to act in such a way with the servant that it seems that He's forgotten to bestow His mercy upon that servant. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ وَإِذَا قِيلَ وَقِيلَ, it said to him, الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ, that we have forgotten to you today. كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ. كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ. Because who did this nisyan begin with? Us. Because we may have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, we forgot the true meeting day. Now think, if you have a partner, a friend, a business meeting, maybe a job interview, and you go to that job interview, you're preparing, something comes up, and then you forget. In that moment of panic, that moment of panic that a person has, I can't believe it's 1:18. I forgot I had a job interview at 12 o'clock today. I was so busy preparing for Jummah, I forgot this job interview. Then we think of every excuse, but let me call, let me think of what job interview we want to. We wish we could invent a time machine and go back. We want to crawl in the smallest corner. You know, a person has an interview for a medical school interview or for a university interview, and they forget how bad they feel, because they know forgetting is going to cost them a huge return in this dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, just as you have forgotten the meaning on this day. Just as you have forgotten the meaning on this day, وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ, and the place for these individuals who had such ghafla that they've forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that final meaning is what? The hellfire. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ, and they have no one to help them. Allah ta'ala mentions about the opposite individuals that we hope to be upon. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو, those individuals who desire. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو, how's the verse go at the end of Surah Kahf? لِقَاءَ يَوْ, no, مَنْ كَانَ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمْلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يَشْرِكْ بِعِبَادِ رَبِّهِ هَذَا, that for those individuals, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, those فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمْلًا صَالِحًا, فَمَنْ كَانَ, جَزَاكُمْ خَيْرًا, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. This is the opposite spectrum too. There's some people who desire. Here it doesn't say those who remember. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو, they have this desire. لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, to meet his Lord, or to meet our Lord for the plural case here. Now, there's a difference between the two. إِذَا قِيلَ, when it said, وَقِيلَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, and then this, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, what's the difference? The difference is the way the individual remembers. How does an individual remember? The verse says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو. Those individuals who desire to remember, they desire لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, to meet his Lord. What is the way they constantly remind themselves? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. They're always doing good. They're always trying to do good. They're intending to do good. There's an effort to do good. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Their actions are representative of the fact that they desire to meet Allah. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Their worship, they do not associate partners with their Lord at all. And their beliefs stay the same. If a person makes a claim, a proof is necessary to prove that claim. And the claim here is يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّي. They don't remember that they will meet their Lord. They desire to meet their Lord. There's a big difference between the two. When an individual desires something, they make the, there's certain signs that show. If someone desires to play basketball for their high school or college, they will be shooting free throw after free throw after free throw. A person says, come over to my house to rest or hang out. No, I gotta shoot some more free throws. Tryouts are in 3 months. A person tries to apply for law school, taking the LSAT or the MCAT for med school. And they say, let's go hang out. They say, what are you, crazy? It's 8 months till the MCATs. I have 6 months till the LSATs. I can't hang out now. It's crunch time. And you're thinking, crunch time? Crunch time is 6 minutes before, not 6 months before. But for them, yarju, they have this desire. And the desire manifests itself. You speak to a groom at his wedding. He's smiling. But he has no idea what you're talking about. You come, bro, how's it going? Alhamdulillah. His head is somewhere else. Because his heart is desiring to meet the one who he loves. When a person desires, their body language, their thought process, their words, their actions are completely fixated at what their goal is. And so for us to consider ourselves not to be from those people, qila, when it's said, nansakum, that we have forgotten you, that we have forgotten you, kama nasitum, الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ, that today we have forgotten you. كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. That forgetfulness was indicative of their actions. So if we're wondering, which category do I belong to? Am I those who remember Allah or forgot Allah? It's very simple. Don't think what's in the mind. Think what's in the heart and what's manifested on the limbs. If I can take, you know, some people say, you know, brother, I have a hard time reciting the du'as of sunnah within the day. Well, that's a small sign of ghafla. We have forgotten Allah a little too much. Because when a person's in love, all they think of is their beloved. When a person's in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything's a reminder of their Lord. So if we're wondering which category do I belong to, it's very simple. Just do a quick review from Fajr till Jumu'ah. What has my tongue been busy doing? What have my eyes been busy doing? What has my heart been busy thinking or commanding towards? What were my limbs involved with? Someone might say, that's not fair, I was working all day. Work has nothing to do with it. A person can be at work and they lose their best friend in a car accident. Their fingers are typing away. Their mouse is scrolling around the computer screen, but their heart and mind are thinking of their friend that died. They're completing their tasks. So a person who's in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their fingers are completing their tasks, their pen is signing off when it needs to sign off, but their heart is thinking of Allah. So if we want to think, which category do I belong in? It's very simple. Just do a review of the day. And if we fall in the first category, we should make a bigger effort to leave that category. If we fall in the second category, we should strengthen ourselves with even more acts of goodness and more strengthening our belief through the acts of goodness and learning more. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make us amongst those who fall in the category of those individuals who desire to meet their Lord. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us amongst those who show that by our actions, our belief and word. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.